Dr. Oliveira dictating for December the 11th, 2023. The name of the patient is Eugene Williams. The last name is W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. This is the clinical case of a 66-year-old male patient that is evaluated in the clinic because of the presence of a kidney transplant. This kidney transplant was done in Tampa General Hospital in the year in February of 2022, a deceased donor in the left lower quadrant. The postoperative course has been uneventful. The etiology of the end-stage renal disease was obstruction. Postoperatively, the patient has arterial hypertension that is treated with the administration of carbadolor and nifedipine on a daily basis. He has been suppressed and continued to be suppressed with Envarsus 0.75 milligrams in the morning, 1 milligram in the afternoon, as well as mycophenolate 500 milligrams BOBID. The patient is receiving prophylaxis with Bactrim. We found out that the patient was positive for BK virus, according to the note from Dr. Campos, C-A-M-P-O-S, from July 28th, 2023. In today's laboratory workup, the BK virus quantitative was 2361 in urine. We are going to get a blood sample and check the quantification in the blood. The test is ordered to be done tomorrow. Period. I don't see in the follow-up with Dr. Campos the follow-up of the native kidneys, and during the next appointment we'll order the renal ultrasound. In terms of kidney function, this time the patient in the comprehensive metabolic profile it has a creatinine of 1.75 with an estimated EFR of 42 mLs per minute, a BUN of 20. The patient has been in that neighborhood. There is no evidence of elevation of the microalbumin creatinine ratio or the protein creatinine ratio. The urinary sediment is quiet, some white blood cells only. Number two, a patient has a BPH that had plasma vaporization of the prostate on October the 6th, 2020, following over arterial hypertension that is treated with the administration of carvedilol and amlodipine, and that is under control. The following number, the prograft level is 5.2, which is acceptable, and there is no evidence of any complaints at this point. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We are going to check the levels of a the BK virus in blood, a reevaluation in 30 months. I invested a 15 minutes review in the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 8 minutes in the documentation.